We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
In the studio with me for this segment, I have Lana Cao, Public Information Officer for San Bernardino County Public Health, and Jose Arbayo. He's a Senior Public Information Specialist with Riverside University Health System Public Health. Thank you both for joining me today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks very much for inviting us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
We're going to be talking about the Home Run for Health Public Health Night with the Inland Empire 66ers baseball team. But before we get into that, Alana, tell us a little bit about the Public Health Department.
Sure. The Department of Public Health for San Bernardino County really protects public health from environmental health hazards. We have a lot of different programs. So just to name a few, we have clinic operations, nutrition, and environmental health. And we really just want to protect the public from any hazards.
Jose, tell us about Riverside University Health System.
Public health is one of the four arms of the Riverside University Health System. Public health offers a variety of programs, everything from immunization, disease control, injury prevention, and we also do programs involving nutrition services and a whole variety of ways to try and promote the community's health.
How do the two agencies work together?
We have several programs that overlap county boundaries. I think some of them, including nutritional service, tobacco cessation services,
yep,
and other programs that we either have staff, nurses, or office staff that work together. And in many cases, it's either a state or local grant money that's used for these programs.
Okay. Now, we're mainly here today to talk about an event you folks have collaborated with and that you're coming up with. It's called the Home Run for Health Public Health Night with the Inland Empire 66ers baseball team. Tell us a little bit about that event. When is it and where is it taking place?
The event is on Thursday, August 10th at the San Manuel Stadium, which is the Inland Empire 66ers Stadium. And we're really coming together to promote the message of good health. You know, Jose and I are both representing different counties, but we're really trying to push the message out there of good health and healthy behaviors in the Inland Empire. You know, we know that being healthy doesn't happen overnight. I wish it did, but it requires a lot of time and lifestyle changes. So at the Home Run for Health event, we're going to provide the fans with information and resources on how to make some changes that will help get everyone in the right direction for good health.
Now, how did the idea of the two-county joint event come together?
It came up earlier this year. We were holding a media event, and Alex Groh from the 66ers was part of it. And Alex came to us afterwards and said, hey, I'd love to work with you guys again on something more regional. And at first it was interesting because we were trying to figure out how do we get, you know, baseball and healthy. And it ended up working really well. We are able to talk about the health programs that we have and the different things that are available to residents here. And so over the last few months, we've been planning this and it's come together really well. Okay. We're very excited about it.
Great. Now, what are you hoping the community gets out of the event?
So one of the things we hope that they get is that a message that you can be healthier, you can be better, you can eat healthier, you can drink less sugary drinks, exercise. I know San Bernardino is really focusing on physical activity. Riverside, we're talking about nutrition, and the message is just a matter of little by little getting healthier. It took most studies nowadays show that we're more overweight and we're less active as a society. That didn't happen right away. It was not an overnight thing. So we know the change will be gradual, but we want to start it here as best we can. And sometimes it's more than just getting a quick message. Maybe grab a bottle of water instead of grabbing a soda pop.
Now, what health agencies or organizations are going to be out at this event?
Well, it's mostly county agencies.
Yes, and we have programs, everything from injury prevention, water safety, teen suicide prevention, nutritional services, Black Infant Health Program, Child Safety Seat Program. They'll be manning tables out there and providing information for anyone who comes by.
Okay, great. That's kind of the information I was looking for. Now, baseball games are not traditionally thought of as healthy nutritional events, hot dogs, popcorn, candy, all that kind of stuff. So why did you choose a baseball game to promote healthy eating and living?
Well, for San Bernardino County, like Jose had said, we're really pushing the you know, increasing physical activity. And so baseball is a sport. A lot of people may not think you're doing any physical activity, but it's cool. You get to interact socially with maybe your friends or compete and things like that, but you're also getting exercise too. And even if you just go to sporting events, you know, you have to walk up the stairs to get to your seat. And maybe if you're getting excited, you know, you get up out of your seat and cheer for your team or sit down when there's a little bit of a lull. So there's still physical activity no matter what you're really doing, either you're playing the sport or just watching it.
Right, and there's also going up the stairs to get that hot dog.
Yeah.
and even at the games themselves, you have health, not healthy options, but healthier options.
Right.
Maybe you get a bottle of water, or maybe you have a salad or something like that. And as Lana said, even getting up and cheering, and that's physical activity. And you're outside. You're outside, and you're not sitting on your couch eating a bag of chips.
Right. Getting some fresh air.
Yes, and I noticed that many of these baseball clubs are now starting to offer alternative menus. A lot of them are offering healthier options.
Yes, they do. And one of the other things, and I wanted to mention this before, Alex was there earlier in the year because baseball as a profession is getting away from tobacco products over the years, and it started at the minor league level. And again, the same thing here. Most facilities are non-smoking facilities. The players themselves a lot of times are not allowed to use tobacco products. So that's another thing that's healthier that we can also talk about as well or promote at the facility.
Now that kind of answers my question of what health messages will you be promoting at this event?
Well, and one of the things for us is that small steps. As I mentioned earlier, it's taken us a long time to get where we are now. So the message is, you can be better, you can do better, you can eat healthier, you can do more exercise. Maybe you can't run a marathon, but maybe you can take a walk around the block. You can, maybe you don't completely shut out soft drinks, but maybe you cut it by half. You can do incremental things that will make you healthier. That's the message that we're talking about here.
Now, I haven't had a soft drink in years. Making the change might be a little difficult at first, but after you make the change to water or cut out soft drinks, it's really hard to go back. And soft drinks just don't have their appeal after that anymore. Now, tell us, how can the community learn more about the programs offered by both counties?
Well, we have a website, www.rivcoph.org. And in there, you have a laundry list of programs that are available. Again, everything from nutritional services to immunization to injury prevention programs. And we're also on, as everybody else seems to be nowadays, on Facebook and Twitter.
Right. Social media, big key nowadays.
Yeah.
Okay, now on the San Bernardino County Public Health side, do you have a website where people can find out about your programs?
Yeah, so you could visit the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health's website at www.sbcounty.gov/DPH. We actually just redesigned it a couple months ago, so visit it and check it out. You can see all the different programs that we offer and all the services there as well. And we're also on social media, so you could just type in County of San Bernardino Department of Public Health and we should pop up. So like us, follow us, and all that fun stuff.
This home run for health event with the Inland Empire 66ers baseball team, it's coming up this Thursday, and you can get free vouchers. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we actually have vouchers that you can pick up at various locations. So if you visit our website, so for San Bernardino County, you can visit www.sbcounty.gov/DPH. And we actually have information about the event, but then also the locations where you could pick up vouchers. I think there's two locations in San Bernardino, and then there's one in Riverside. So we're trying to spread it out so that it's kind of even. And you just pick up the vouchers. There's limit 4 per person. And you go to the San Manuel Stadium to redeem your tickets there.
Okay, now tell us some of those locations where you can pick up those vouchers. Go ahead and give us the names.
Do you sure. have? In Riverside County at the Public Health Administration Building, which is at 4065 County Circle Drive in Riverside. And at that place, all you have to do is walk in and they know exactly, they're ready to give away the tickets.
Okay, you've got a couple locations in San Bernardino.
Yeah, there's one at the San Bernardino County Tobacco Control Program. That's at 255 North D Street at Suite 401M. And then there's another one at the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health Vital Statistics Registration Office. That's at 340 North Mountain View Avenue. You just ask them, and then you just say you want to go to this home run for health, and they should have vouchers available.
And they'll have vouchers right there ready for you. Great. Is there anything you'd like to add in closing about public health in general?
Well, I think for this event, it's above everything else, beyond the nutritional and health issues, we want people to have fun. Getting healthier doesn't need to be a downer. We are looking to have fun. That's why the event the way it is. And we're going to have activities in between innings. We're going to have the debut of Howie Hydrate is our new mascot for our Rethink Your Drink program. And I know Lana's people are going to be running around on the field sometimes.
Yeah, and we're really hoping that, you know, coming to this baseball game, it doesn't just end there. You know, we're trying to show that physical activity and getting healthy is really fun. And you can do it with your family, you could do it with your friends, and you could pretty much do it anywhere. So we really want people to come and see all the different things that you could do and, you know, how to eat healthier and different physical activities you can do so that you're living a healthier lifestyle.
Okay, once again, reiterate, where is the Home Run for Health event? Where is it and when is it?
Yes, it's Thursday, August 10th at the San Manuel Stadium and the home of the 66ers.
Okay, and who are they playing that night?
And they're playing the Lake Elsinore Storm, and they'll be representing Riverside County. And I know our Riverside County people, our residents, will be coming to San Bernardino, and we're hoping to make this a yearly event. So we'll see how it goes the first year. We're looking forward to it.
Great. Thank you all for joining me today. Really appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.